Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
It's September 13th, 2023. Richard Goldberg, a senior advisor to the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, testifying before Congress. Mr. Goldberg says to Congress about the $6 billion in the news that have been released to the Iranian regime by the Biden administration in exchange for better weather. Mr. Goldberg says the tens of billions of dollars in sanctions relief that Iran will receive will underwrite all these malign activities. While the administration claims the funds are restricted to humanitarian uses, money is fungible. What the regime will save by paying its debts with this new infusion of cash will free up money to pay for weapons, terrorism, an advancing nuclear program, and human rights crackdowns. End quote. Rich, a very good evening to you. When you made those remarks, none of us could have anticipated the human rights catastrophe now before us in Gaza. Your measure of Congress, it listened to you that day. The administration did not. Are we at a moment of a sea change? Has Iran gone too far? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. We have to be at a sea change. And as I'd said when I was back in front of Congress just last week, I'm not here for people to say I was wrong. You got me. My policy was not the right policy. That's behind us. We need a bipartisan way forward here. We need members of Congress from the Democratic side of the aisle who are willing to open their eyes and say, you're right. Iran has gone way too far. This idea that a nuclear deal could moderate the regime is now way behind us in history. It's been disproven. The idea that opening up cash valves to this regime will somehow buy us time, will avoid crisis, will not trigger a regional conflict, that had we actually confronted Iran over its nuclear program years ago, they claim that would be the trigger for a regional crisis. Now we understand appeasement is not a posture that we can survive, that we can endure. Both for our friends and allies in Israel, but for the United States itself being drawn into this larger conflict. And so my hope is we push reset on a bipartisan basis and the administration falls in line and says no more of this appeasement posture. We lock down all the money that was made available over the summer. We crack down on Iranian oil shipments to China. We tighten the noose around this regime in every way possible. Shut down and squeeze its access to resources, and then trigger the snapback of the UN sanctions as well. That, to me, alongside a credible military threat against this regime, is the only way to prevent a continued slide towards escalation, and evils the likes we saw on October 7th.
I want some clarity about the $6 billion. I have a Reuters headline from 17 days ago. Nothing fresh. So help me. That's $6 billion. The Reuters reads, the United States said that Iran would not gain access anytime soon to the $6 billion in Iranian funds parked in Qatar bank last month as part of a prisoner exchange, and that Washington retained the right to, and then it goes on. Can you clarify about that $6 billion? Because this was not a formal treaty, and Qatar since then has moved into the category of suspect for all of its dealings with Iran. What about the $6 billion?
Well, two things. One, the $6 billion is $6 billion in and of itself, but it's not the whole story. Instead of focusing on what's happening to this $6 billion and what it can be used for today, remember, there's no law in effect here locking it down. This is the policy of the moment for the Biden administration amidst what happened on October 7th. Trying to ask the Qataris not to process any transactions for the Iranians out of that account for now, for now. But what about the $10 billion that was opened up before the $6 billion? People don't talk about it. It's just not as sexy because it was a $6 billion hostage deal and it got everybody's attention in the news. $10 billion was made available out of Iraq in June, in July, moved to Oman. We don't know anything about those bank accounts today. And by the way, the waiver that the Biden administration issued back then to allow the money to move allows Iraq to keep paying more and more every month into those bank accounts. We don't talk about the billions upon billions of dollars we're allowing Iran to reap in oil revenue by giving a wink and a nod to the Chinese to stockpile Iranian oil. There's no way you can go from under a million barrels per day of Iranian exports to almost 2 million barrels per day of Iranian exports without an active U.S. policy supporting it. In other words, not enforcing our sanctions quite intentionally. And so my view is, stop with the minutia of what was processed for what in this $6 billion and is it available. Look at the full picture the way Tehran does. Tehran's not fooled by what we're doing on a policy basis with this $6 billion. They want to know if America is still on its back heel. Is America still afraid to take on this regime? Is America still wed to a nuclear deal when this current crisis in Israel subsides? Are they triggering the UN sanctions snapback? Do they want to keep hope alive for a nuclear deal? Are they shutting down all access to all resources for the regime? If the answer is no, and by the way, John, the answer is no right now, then the Iranians know that it's not Iran being deterred, it's the Americans being deterred, and that is why you continue to see them escalate throughout the region.
I want to understand the logic of this, Rich, and your testimony to Congress gives me dates and times. Starting in the spring of 23, the senior levels of national security at the White House, Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Blinken, Mr. Biden, made decisions to begin to romance or in some way diplomatically solve Iran. And that is the beginning of this transfer of monies. And so from the Iranian point of view, the U.S. is complying with their wish to be taken off the sanctions list slowly and not be in any way punished for their malign activities in the whole region, the Houthis in Syria, etc. So there they are winning. All summer long, the money's being transferred, or about to be transferred. The U.S. is compliant. There's no inspection, as I understand it, the major suspect sites of the suspect nuclear weapons program. And their surrogates are operating freely, transferring weapons systems in and out, money's flowing back. And then they launched the October 7th attack. Why, when things were going well for them in appeasement, would they do something that gives the predicate for a strike back?
Remember, John, there's only one country in the entire world that actively takes the fight to Iran's nuclear weapons ambitions on a daily basis and does so inside of Iran, and that's Israel. Prime Minister Bennett launched what was called the Octopus Doctrine when he was prime minister, and the idea was to stop focusing on the terror tentacles like Hamas, like Islamic Jihad, like Hezbollah, and instead take the fight to the head of the octopus, as they called it, Iran. And so you started seeing very spectacular Mossad operations inside of Iran. Now, the Iranians want to fight back. What's their greatest tool to fight back? Well, the terror tentacles, of course. If you can keep the Israelis busy with the tentacles, they are distracted from coming after the head, and that gives room to go forward in the nuclear program. So what do they need to do? Well, first, they got very distracted and they were on their back heels because of the uprising we saw last fall. And it's also why the administration here in the United States wasn't able to move forward with their nuclear deal at the time. Politically, it was too difficult. Women are being beaten and killed in the streets in Iran. You can't have a deal. And the regime was truly destabilized. Well, once stability was restored, the Iranians said, we have to fight back against the Israelis. What are we going to do? They cut a deal with the Saudis to take the Saudis off the table as a threat. They then start escalating their nuclear program more to a point where once the politics of the Iranian revolution, the administration thinks is in the rearview mirror, they cut the deal with the Americans to buy time on the nuclear program, paying Iran not to cross the nuclear threshold of 90% weapons-grade uranium and getting nothing else for it. But now again, Tehran is freed up. They're freed up in the region. The Americans are off the table. The Saudis are off the table. They're flush with cash. Strategically, they're in a posture from the Americans of appeasement, which means they are empowered to move through the region. That's the moment to activate the plan. That's the moment to give the go signal to the terror cell that sits in Beirut, where Hamas, Hezbollah, and Islamic Jihad all coordinate their plans. That's why you see it happen now, because when the U.S., Saudi Arabia are in postures of appeasement, and the Iranians feel bold, confident, and economically secure, they can take the fight back to the Israelis. And listen, we're all very distracted by what's going on in Israel right now, as we should be. Who's watching the store back in Tehran on the nuclear program?
Within hours of the attack on October 7th, when it was first coming in, the October 8th, October 9th, the explanation included this, that Riyadh was about to close the deal on the Abraham Accords with Jerusalem, and that that was unacceptable to the Tehran regime. And so, therefore, we have to act now. Is there anything to that, Rich?
I think it's absolutely part of all of this. Obviously, Saudi-Israeli peace normalization would be very isolating, undercutting to the entire thesis of the Islamic Revolution. Obviously, their propaganda is focused on Israel, the Quds Force, Quds Day, all the messaging is focused on Israel. Obviously, death to America, death to Israel. And so it does make sense that they would want to disrupt this. I fear, though, that they had already lured the Saudis into a plan of disruption by negotiating this de-escalation pact earlier in the year, where essentially the Saudis had pledged not to interfere with Iranian domestic matters. They wouldn't put into the media anything that was angry or negative towards Iran. And so what happens then if Iran activates its terror cells and forces Israel into response mode? Al Jazeera can pump out terrible messages throughout the Middle East and make it more challenging or difficult for the Saudis to advance their talk. So was October 7th itself the big spectacular play to disrupt that? That I don't know. Were we already seeing an entire year of activities in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, from Lebanon and from Gaza? Absolutely. With this being, in my view, the Iranian goal of disrupting that normalization process.
I'm speaking with Richard Goldberg, a senior advisor to the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. And in part, this is about his testimony in September and again in October to the House of Representatives about what has gone wrong with Iranian policy by the Biden administration, which I understand is a continuation of the Obama administration's policy of many years past. What has gone wrong and what can go right? When we come back, what is to be done? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batten.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.